staying alive. We rolling? We're back, and we're back. Listen, today our things are a little bit different. We're not recording from the home studio. Shout out to the home studio. We are recording from Podstream Studio right here in 40 Strecken Street. Beow, 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 beow. Shout out to my guys, Chris, and my guy on the ones and twos in the back. You feel what I'm saying? Killing it. You feel me? Got me looking real good. You feel what I'm saying? Got the lights, you know, bright. Got the camera in 5K, not 4K, huh? 5K. Now that's different. You know, so you can see the sweat marks in my pores. You feel what I'm saying? Like I'm really sweating out here. Now, here's the thing. I don't know why I get nervous when I do these shows in studios, right? Now, this is the second time I've been to Podstream Studios. Thank y'all for having me. You feel what I'm saying? Appreciate y'all. But every time I come or I do a studio podcast, I get nervous. I start to sweat. I don't know why. I've been doing this for almost 10 years. 10 years. I shouldn't be sweating, but maybe it's these lights. Because now I'm maybe it's these lights. Because your boy know, y'all know your boy get hot, right? But listen, I hope y'all have had a good week. We're back for another one. Some good topics that we have on the docket today, man. And listen. I don't think in the 10, almost 8 years that we've done this show, in every iteration that it has been, I don't think I've ever done a show where we're just going to do sports and then mess, and then sports and mess combined together, right? Like, we've never kind of done that. We've always kind of shifted, you know, all of the topics that we, you know, discuss. But today is more mess and sports, right? And then some of that coagulating together. You understand what I'm saying? So let's get right into it. Before we get into our MVP and our clowns of the week, and in substitute of our clip of the week this week, I want to talk a little bit about New Yorkers. Y'all know I'm not from New York. I'm from Detroit. I'm from Michigan. Shout out to Michigan. 313 in the building. Detroit in the building. You feel what I'm saying? And I want to preface this and say I love all my New York cousins, all right? I love y'all to death. You know what I'm saying? Brothers and sisters of New York City, I love you. But I got to talk to you real quick, okay? New Yorkers walk how they drive. I want to say that again, okay? I want to say that again so that y'all can hear me. New Yorkers walk how they drive. Now, Ty, what do you mean by that? What do you mean? This is what I mean. It wasn't until I moved to New York that I understood New Yorkers can't walk, okay? And not saying that they can't walk, they bow-legged or something like that. No. Their walking is different than any other walking sequence that I've seen in any other city, right? And I've been to a few. You understand what I'm saying? And the biggest difference that like everybody continues to ask me, Ty, what's the biggest difference between Detroit, Michigan, and New York City? It's the pace. See, when I go back home to Michigan, which I just did for the holidays, for Thanksgiving and everything, the pace slows down, right? People are walking, in my mind, normal. Huh? Normality. You know, knees not trying to break, trying to get to where you're going. You understand what I'm saying? But see, when I get back to the good old city of New York, I feel like I have to turn on the power jets every day that I walk through this city. And I'm like, I hope my knees ain't grinding. And I say all this to say, New Yorkers walk how they drive. You honk at each other when you don't move, okay? Right? You guys honk at each other with no movement in the street. That's how you walk. Y'all walk and not move at the same time. Then got the nerve, right? They got the nerve to sit here and get mad that you ain't moving fast enough. Now, Desta, who was our the premier producer in the back. Am I wrong here to say that as a external New Yorker, right? As an external Detroit or New Yorker, y'all walk how y'all drive. Is that accurate? Is that okay? I'm external as well. Hey, see? And he agrees. Yes. There we go. External too, right? See, and what I mean by external New Yorker is you didn't grow, like you weren't born in New York City. That's what I mean, right? You came, lived in New York City for X amount of years, and now you live here, right? I've been here going on five, I'm going into my fifth year now. And so I can kind of talk to it a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I love y'all. But I just be like, now how can y'all sit here and be so upset with each other on the road and on the sidewalk when y'all don't move at all? Help me to understand that. I work in 42nd Street. One of the busiest districts in the city, if not the busiest district in the city. Every time I get to work every morning, all I hear is honking, honking, honking. I'm like, first of all, can we all have a little courtesy for each other? Same thing when you're walking. People are like, well, can you move out the way? Or they breezing right past you there, bumping you in the shoulder. I'm like, now hold on. Now see, if I sat here and then I took my left hand, my left hand of righteousness, and I just sat here, you know. Right, sorry, plant. I apologize. If I just sit here and do that, right, then what? Then I'm in the wrong, right? But I'm just saying, I love y'all, but just have a little patience and courtesy and love for one another when y'all on the road and on the sidewalk. That's all. That's all I wanted to say. That's my message of the week too, right? Let's just coagulate it all up into the message of the week too. New Yorkers, have a little bit more grace and patience with each other on the roads and on the sidewalks. All right, let's get into our MVP of the week. Our MVP of the week this week is none other than Heisman winner, AP Conference Player of the Year, Big 12 Conference Player of the Year, Mr. Travis Hunter. Travis Hunter, of course, has literally been the talk of the sports media world, not only coming away with damn near every football award that you can kind of give out, but now taking home the Heisman. And that's a huge, huge feat for a young man who has kind of just shown us that you can do it on both sides of the ball on a elite level. And one thing that I heard the great Michael Irvin say on Fox Sports was that whoever chooses to draft Travis Hunter is going to have to understand that this is not just a one-way type of player. As he's shown you through college, through his whole stint in college, he's a two-way player. Now, see, the NFL will tell you, nope, he has to either play receiver or he has to play cornerback, right? Look what they try to do with Lamar Jackson. Oh, he should be running back. He should be a receiver. Nope, I'm a quarterback. And I can run the ball like a running back. Right? Oh, and my arm has gotten better over the years since I've been in the league. So it's not to say Travis Hunter is not going to continue to be developed, because he will. But at the age and at the level that he is right now, as a GM of a team who's looking to draft a corner and a receiver, I'm looking my way at Travis Hunter. It's a 2-in-1. And it's good. 80% receiving, 80% on the corner side. I looked at the numbers. He didn't win the Heisman just for his receiving. That would have went to some of the other guys that was there. You don't win it if you don't do it at a high level with excellence across the board. And that's what he did on the defense and offensive side of the ball. Here's the thing that I've been hearing in the media lately about him and his lady, you know, the kind of, I guess, turmoil that I don't want to make it sound like this, but this is what it sounds like. The kind of turmoil that she's kind of bringing into his life right now as he continues to excel in his career and in the world of sports, the optics of everything. I would tell Travis Hunter to be careful. Make sure that you have your T's crossed and your I's dotted. And make sure that you have your ducks in a row. Because you, my brother, have worked too hard. No disrespect to her, respectfully. You have worked too hard to get to this point to let one person fuck that all up for you. Just keeping it a buck and keeping it a bee. You've worked too hard to allow one person or another to come in and mess this up, even if you all are sitting here doing stuff for social media. Don't do it for social media so much that you start to lose the essence of who Travis Hunter is. Don't let this game, listen, as quickly as you got into this game, it will chew you up and spit you right out. You got the Heismans, you got all the awards, that's great. You got your Adidas deal, that's great. But do not allow one person or another to come and mess all of that up. Because it only take one time, one individual, one, and that's it. So make sure your T's is crossed, make sure your I's is dotted. And don't play that, all right? So listen, I'm here for Travis Hunter. I'm excited to where he's going to go. I don't know who's going to be the ones to draft him. I really hope, and this is just me on some wishing type stuff, I really do hope that Travis Hunter and Shador can somehow, some way, and I know Deion got the powers to make it happen, somehow, some way, get on the same team. I don't know how that's going to happen because there are two top 10 draft picks. I don't know how, I don't know where, but I just hope that both of those phenomenal individuals and young men play again in the NFL together. That's my hope. Let's see, Clown of the Week. Who do we have as Clown of the Week? Yes, Amazon. Amazon, Clown of the Week. Now, Amazon is the place where you get all your packages. It's the holiday season, right? And, you know, this is that season, Desta, where people are stealing packages, right? It's that season. People are stealing packages. And it's to a point where the Amazons of the world, the UPSs of the world, the USPSs of the world kind of are not caring about your money back. Right? Here's what I mean. My lady calls Amazon because she ordered a boombox speaker for her mom, right? And I don't know what's happening with Amazon and their packaging. I don't know if they're getting lazy. I don't know if they're sitting here, you know, having packaging issues. I don't know if the cardboard company ain't cardboarding. I don't know if they don't have enough cardboard. Maybe there's a recall on cardboard boxes. I don't know. But the fact that the package of an expensive item that's over $200 comes to the door of my mother-in-law, right? Comes to the door of my lady's mom's house and is not packaged, it's in a bag, a plastic bag. Put it at the door, you take a picture of it at the door, you don't knock, you don't do nothing, you run off. Now, here's the thing, Amazon has it to where now you have to give them for expensive packages over a certain threshold amount, $150, $200, you have to give them a one-time password. You have to give them a one-time password. in order for you to receive the item that's over the threshold amount. Now, if it's $100 or less, probably not. But if it's $150 or more, they're looking for you to give them a one-time password because they want to be secure. I'm here for that. But here's the problem, Amazon. Here's the problem. Your driver leaves, doesn't knock on the door for the one-time password. My lady's mom comes to the door. She opens the door. And what happens, Desta? The package is gone. Package is gone. Y'all, the package is gone. Huh? The package is gone. So now my lady gets on the phone with Amazon. She's, hey, my package is not at the door. Y'all didn't ask for the one-time passcode. Oh, okay. We're going to issue out a refund. Can you please just make sure that the package, you know, give us a day or two and we'll issue that refund out to you if your package is not there. Okay, no problem. My lady then turns around 2 weeks later and says, hey, they didn't refund my mom her money back. Because, again, the package is not there. The package is stolen, right? So she gets on the phone with Amazon again, says, hey, you guys told me this. I have it documented that you guys were going to refund me my money. If I told you guys the package wasn't here, I told you guys that. You guys said you were going to refund me my money. Again, she has it all documented. I seen it. I seen the screenshots, right? Now, I've had Amazon pretty much since 2013. I've been a customer of Amazon since 2013, before Amazon was Amazon, right? And side note, did y'all know Amazon is now getting into healthcare? I just got an email talking about Amazon is doing like, if you got sinus colds or whatever, they doing like $29, $49 calls. I'm like, what are you doing? All right. So that's a whole nother conversation. However, get on the phone with the agent. She tells the agent what's going on. I kid y'all not, and I put this on the right hand to God. The man gets on the phone. Desta, live audience, people in the back, this man told my lady, and I quote, you're going to have to file a police report for your package. Y'all? Now, mind you, she's on speaker. I almost lost my mind. My girl had to calm me down because I almost lost my shit. Hold the hell on. Your driver didn't do what they needed to do. Your driver was negligent and not doing his job with excellence. And you're going to sit here and turn around and tell my lady that she now has to file a police report? Because y'all don't want to sit here and issue the $350 back? Manager, can we speak to a manager? And I hate that. I hate that. That when people have to call USPS, UPS, Amazon, DHL, all of you shipping services that we have to literally sit here and get buck and nuck to sit here and just get our refund back, which is going to take 5 to 7 business days, right? That's going to take 5 to 7 business days. So that's already an inconvenience on me. Because y'all take the money out so quick. But then if it's a mishap on you, if you messed up, if you fucked up, 5 to 7 business days. It literally had to take the manager getting on the phone, and he even tried to protect and defend his driver. Ma'am, there wasn't a one-time password on the package. How you gonna tell? We got the proof. We screenshotted everything. Don't. And see, that's my biggest thing. Don't call me a lie. Don't call me a lie. Huh? don't call me a liar. Because you don't know. You got a whole facility that you working with, and you as the manager gonna sit here and defend your driver when, to a degree, to all the degrees, you know your driver effed up. And he didn't want to hear my lady mouth. So you know what he did? He refunded that money. I don't want to argue with you. You already tried to, big dog. Don't let us send this over. We still have the screenshots. We have them. Don't play games. We have the screenshots. And so it was a moment where I just figured, like, I don't want a shot from y'all no more. My lady canceled her Prime. Canceled that. And she's a yearly member. Canceled that altogether. Because here's the thing. Even with Prime, things were getting stolen. Things were getting, things were not shipped on time. Things weren't getting here on time. So let's just say, like, Prime tells you, oh, we got free 2-day shipping, free 1-day shipping, free, you know, delivery and all of that good stuff, when things are not even going to get here in the matter that you, excuse me, Amazon told us that it was going to get here. And I'm like, I look at my grandma who just has regular Amazon and her stuff just gets here quicker. I said, well, hell, should we just get regular Amazon? And which we do now have. So, yeah, y'all make sure that y'all, as the manager told us, make sure that you're for things not to happen like this again. And I quote, since he wanted to be all Mr. Sassy Pants. Make sure that you're putting your stuff or get an Amazon locker or something like that you can put your stuff in so that you can make sure that things like that don't get stolen, which I agree with him. I'm not mad at that. I agree with him with that. Absolutely. You should definitely get an Amazon locker because during this time, people are thieving and stealing and they don't care. They really don't. And it was just mad annoying to hear an Amazon associate tell us to file a police report about a package that you guys didn't handle correctly. That was some trash juice right there. I don't really mess with that. But hey, you know, that's Amazon for you sometimes. Let's talk a little. Let's get more into some sports real quick before we get into the mess. Don't ever walk out on your team. As we know, I believe his name is Devondre Campbell or something like that from the San Francisco 49ers. The guy who decided that he did not want to play in, I believe, last Sunday's game. It could have been this Sunday's game as well, but I believe it was last Sunday's game where he didn't want to play. He literally walked off the field mid-third quarter and did not want to play because he's the backup, right? And the starter was out. And I guess he was the starter while the actual starter was out on injury, IR. You understand what I'm saying? So you are now the plug-in. You are him now for the next how many weeks until he gets back? He comes back. You throw a temper tantrum. You catch an attitude because, I want my job. Huh. Really? Like, they caught you mid-third, walking off. People thought it was an injury. Nope, you was walking right fine to me. Knees looked all right. Arms looked okay. You ain't look bruised, beaten down. You walked off the field because you weren't getting the playing time that you wanted to get because the person who was the starter, you know, before you and who was going to be the starter after you, you started to cry? You started to boo-hoo? Brother, man, come on. And San Francisco did exactly what they needed to do. They just suspended his ass. Now, if they did suspend him and just released him, he would have got paid. See, you got to hit the pocket. You got to hear where it hurt. You got to hit the green. You got to suspend for the last 3 games of the season. To be suspended for first of all, let me tell you something. To not get my last 3 checks is crazy. All right? To not get my last 3 checks, I won't get paid for the last 3 checks? Ooh! Oh, Mr. Campbell, you better make sure that them checks or whatever your name is. Excuse me, I probably am butchering your name to the gods. But whatever your name is, sir, you better hope and I pray that you got some money put up. My God, first of all, I don't like missing money, no way. I don't like to miss getting paid at any time. Anytime Paycom come across my screen to say approve the check, approve it. Approve it. We don't play around that. So the fact that you, and it's bigger than the money. It's way bigger than the money because teams are now going to look at that. Do you not understand that? I always say you carry yourself when you come into a job and when you leave a job, you should carry yourself with the same professionalism when you came in as you leave. Because people are going to look at that. People are going to say, hey, he was a great employee while he was here. He was a great teammate while he was here. Ugh, he walked out on us mid-game. I don't want to play for nobody like that. You got George Kittle saying that. You got Kyle Shanahan saying that. Hell, you got the damn organization saying that. So if you have three prominent pieces in the NFL who have very significant high voices, the organization of the 49ers, Kyle Shanahan and George Kittle and more that are in that locker room, what team is going to want to take you? I know I wouldn't. You could be a great guy. Humble, church-going, good brother. You walked out on your team, no explanation. And it ain't like you did it before the game. It ain't like you did it. Can't do it after the game. No, you did it mid-game. As we getting our ass kicked, you want to sit here and just, okay. All right, big dog. You go ahead and you do your thing. You feel what I'm saying? Like, because now you're not going to get no money. Now look at you. Okay? But you're going to be all right. You got a little cash. You know, you'll be fine. I pray for you. Daniel Penny got acquitted for the death of that black man on the train. 6 minutes. 6 minutes of suffocation. I don't know what somebody deserves. I don't know what somebody has done to deserve 6 minutes of suffocation on a New York City subway. And I'm gonna just keep it a buck. I'm gonna just keep it a being real quick. For as long as I lived here in New York City so far, and I'm not gonna act like I know the culture because I don't. I'm still learning it. But from what I know and from what I've seen and from what I've encountered, there are mentally ill individuals and individuals with mental health issues all around this city. Homelessness crisis here in this city. And sometimes it feels like the city doesn't want to deal with that. However, I try my best to help give whenever I can. You know what I'm saying? I did that when I was in Detroit and Michigan. And in Grand Rapids, I try to do it as much as I can here now. Now, you do have to be have common sense and awareness, of course, but I try to be as giving as possible. Here's the thing, man. My man's asked for some food and some money. Now, usually on the train, I give $5. If I got $5 in my pocket, I usually give it. Yo, you need some food? Bow. Here's $5. Because I know $5 can get you something. Right? $5 can get you something, a slice of pizza, something like something, so you can eat, right? I ain't trying to sit here and buy you the whole grocery store, right? Because I'm trying to eat too. But at least let me give you something, buy you something, you know what I'm saying? If I got paid, let me do something, right? The fact that nobody on that train sat here and tried to save that man, and a lot of times all I hear is I'm chalking it up to, oh, it's not my business. Well, put yourself or put one of your loved ones or put somebody who you know in that same situation? Are you going to shut the fuck up and just let it ride? Because, again, I hear a lot of, hey, I'm going to just mind my business. That's fine. That's great. That's great to mind your business when somebody's dying. And then everybody kept sitting here saying, oh, he was trying to sit here. He was saying he was going to off everybody on the train. He was going to off everybody on the train. He was going to off everybody on the train. When was he going to do that? Mentally ill, off everybody on the train. Now, I'm also keep it a buck with you, too. When I went to lunch today, literally, as I'm getting my lunch, a lady comes through, mental illness, mentally ill and homeless, literally sits here and says, because I'm right, she sits here and says, hey, I'm going to sit here and blow up this building. Now, in my mind, you don't have the wherewithal to do so. However, I know I have the common sense to be alert and be aware. We know when people are mentally ill, and then we know when things are going to get carried out. I feel like Daniel Penny wanted to kill that black man just to kill that black man. Call me crazy, but that's just how I feel. And I knew he was going to get acquitted. I knew that he was not going to, you know, it wasn't going to be a whole thing of, oh, let's get justice for this man who's homeless and has a mental illness. Because do we care? Do we honestly care? That's the question. And so his acquittal was just like a slap in the face. Another slap in the face. Another slap. Another slap in the face. It's sick. It's ugly. It's disgusting. And for those people, and to me, I look at the person who was holding, the black man who was holding that man's hands down needs to go to jail. The people that were on that train that didn't say a word and let that man die, I'm sorry. Y'all need to look yourselves in the mirror too and maybe get some a little time yourselves, a little bit probation, huh? Because I'm sorry. I'm not letting a man die. Call me crazy. Call me what you want. I'm not letting a man die in my face because nobody else wants to have the balls or the cojones to sit here and do that. I'm not. But y'all allow that. And now y'all have to let that sit on your conscience for the rest of your life, that you allowed a man to kill another man for nothing. Genuinely, for nothing. Because if one of y'all gave that man some food or some money to get some food, he'll still be alive today. He'll still be alive. But he got unalived. Rest in peace to that man. For real, because it's disgusting. It's disgusting. I got two more things to talk about. And I hate that I have to discuss them like this. Okay. Remy Ma and Papoose. I have tried to avoid this particular topic for the last 2 years. Literally. I have tried to avoid this particular topic for the last 2 years. Why? Because I have had genuine love for Papoose and Remy Ma. All the business they have done together, all the love that they have shown on the screen and off the screen, how much they just show black love in all in its authenticity. I've loved it. Here's the problem, though. Because now we have to discuss it. We have to talk about it. Remy Ma is dead wrong. Period. Remy Ma is dead wrong. The fact that Remy Ma crashed out the way that you did on social media when you have literally for the last 2 years. And how do I know this? Is because every hip-hop podcast that I listen to, Joe Budden, what else am I trying to think about? Charlamagne and what they talk about, like everybody in New York hip hop media basically has tried to avoid this conversation. Mav Hoffa, Joe Budden, Charlamagne, everybody has tried to not talk about this topic up until now. Why? Papoose, through all of the bullshit that you have put him through, Remy, going to this dude, easy to block captain, whatever, whatever, cheating on him with him, doing your thing in public. I mean, outside with this man, matching onesies. That's the when you got a matching onesie on with your partner, that mean y'all a thing. It's done. We wrapped up. We good. We about to get married. What are we doing? So when we talking about y'all got Matt, like, yo, Papoose has not said anything on social media up until now. Up until now, Clarissa Shields entered the damn chat. And I'm like, well, what the hell Clarissa Shields got to do with this? Because if y'all want in my opinion, I don't think Clarissa Shields and Papoose even are a thing, but even if they are, they have kept it off the internet for so long. They've kept it off the streets, off the internet streets. You know what you've done, Remy? Keep it on the internet streets. And people, because they love you and they respect you, have not sat here and talked about it. And because they love and respect Papoose, they have not discussed it. But you done crashed out now. You crashing out. And here's the thing, real talk. You too old to be crashing out like this. This is what I be talking about, yo. Social media should be a vehicle and platform for you to promote, share, and just like and comment on shit that you like and comment on. That is what Instagram is. Instagram was a photo sharing app at first. Photos. That's it. We have now evolved into a whole entrepreneurship business acumen where you can create and build a brand just on social media now. A lot of you guys take your personal issues, and don't get me wrong, I used to do this too back in the day. We take our personal issues and throw them on the media, throw them on the socials, acting like somebody's going to do something. What are the people of social media going to do? Not a damn thing. But comment, give you likes and engagement, follows, start talking, start a conversation, choose sides, but it's not going to give you a fucking solution. So you're going on here to do what? When Papoose really, Remy, and you know this as the grown woman that you are, you know that this man has not sat here and said nothing slick about you in the media. If I would have known that. All the blogs, hip-hop blogs would have said it. People would have leaked it. Papoose has had a ironclad lock on y'all relationship in terms of it being posted and the drama that has been ensuing on social media. You have allowed everything to be interpreted. You have not put a lock and key on nothing. You have allowed this to escalate, and now you're crashing out, whining, boo-hoo, crying, because now shit is coming to the fan. Listen, you and Clarissa Shields can have a little match, get your money worth, pop, pop, pop. She's a boxer. You're a shooter, obviously. Y'all get into a ring. But if y'all really want to have the conversation, Remy Ma fucked this up. Remy Ma fucked this up. You got a man at home that's been holding you down since your ass been in prison. Now, let me be real freaking clear. If I hold you down for more than 8 years and you cheat on me, oh, trust and believe me, I'm coming for it all. I'm coming for the custody of the kids. I'm coming for all the monies. You ain't getting a dime. You not getting shit. Especially since you embarrassed me in media, on the camera, on socials. Destin, they got a one. Her and her side nigga got a onesie on together. When you and the side nigga can have a onesie on, that's a different type of cheating. That done went from physical to emotional now. Like, you invested. A onesie on with your side, a onesie on with, matching onesies with your side piece is diabolical work. That's diabolical work. What are you doing? But she's going to sit here and act like, oh, he cheated on me. And this is what she's been saying. Oh, he cheated on me first. He really didn't hold me down when I was in jail. Remy, stop. Stop. Because you're talking to people with common sense and who know, and even who don't know, who know what you have said about Papoose, bro. What you, out of your mouth, you verbatim, have said this on phone calls. I've listened to Breakfast Club interviews when Papoose has got up there. I've listened to Papoose interviews, and they call you in. And they, come on, man. Even if he was cheating, which I don't condone, but even if he was, if you want to have a conversation, he didn't put it out in public like you're doing right now. He didn't embarrass you. He didn't sit here and make scenes and shit. He didn't have matching onesies on with the damn side piece. The thing is killing me is the matching onesies with the side piece. It's crazy. That's for you and your man that you've been with for 20 plus years, that y'all had a kid together, that y'all was trying to get pregnant together. Yo, y'all was on Love & Hip Hop, bro. Y'all was on Love & Hip Hop talking about, crying about the essence of trying to have another baby and how it was so hard for you. That's what I can't wrap my mind around, is how you can cheat on a man like that, who is solid. Those are the type of guys and dudes that I want to look up to. I don't give a damn if they a street nigga, but it's the way you move. He's solid. He holds you down. He's been holding you down, and you allow one onesie-ass side nigga to come in and fuck up your whole shit. Papoose and Remy Ma were a brand. Remy Ma and Papoose. Papoose and Remy Ma. Y'all were a brand together. Separate, y'all were powerful. Together, y'all were unstoppable. And now, in both of y'all worlds, y'all sat here and got... And I'm not trying to call either one of them Dusty, Clarissa Shields, or Easy the Black Captain, respectfully. But y'all got downgrades of each other. Lookalikes, doppelgangers. I'm looking like, wait a minute. What? Y'all got a type, obviously. And I'm just like, yo. And Remy, here's the thing. Even if Papoose sat here and moved on, you mad now that he done moved on and you did? And here's the thing. A lot of women do not like when men move on, not just physically, but emotionally. See, when you are a man who's grown enough emotionally to move on from the woman that you've been dealing with for so long, been in a relationship with, probably married to, it takes a minute. It takes a long time to move from that space. Now, I'm not saying I know what that looks like because I've never been married. But I can definitely assume, I'll make an ass of myself, I can definitely assume that it's going to take a minute for us to get out of that space. It's going to take a while for me to unlove, because I can't unlove you, but I'm going to have to learn how to let you go in that way. And so when I've learned how to let you go in that way, for me to just love you as the mother of my kids, as a friend or something like that, no. You don't come in now to try to get to dictate my life. I'm single now. I get to do what the fuck I want to do, just like you have, just like you have been doing for the last 2 years. And now that I'm sitting here doing what I want to do now, you getting hot. Your panties is hot. Now your emotions flaring. I don't want him to. I don't want him to. It's too late. It's too late, Remy. You should have never got with the raggedy papoose. And we're sitting here doing matching onesies with your side. Come on, man. That's crazy. How can you even do that? That hurts my feelings, yo. Not mine for real. Like, I'm joking. But like, that's sick. Any man in that position would feel sick, disgusted. Like, I mean, you got a downgrade version of me. I mean, if you gonna cheat, upgrade. Go to somebody who gonna upgrade you. And I never understood this. Why do people cheat and downgrade? I never get this. But I get the lowest hanging fruit. I understand that. But if you gonna cheat on me, and I'm who I am, you gonna go to the lowest dusty. That's what you like. I can. And respectfully, I know people in my group who have and who still cheat, you know what I'm saying? Respectfully. But it's never, and I'll be honest, I'll keep it a bean. I've never seen the people that I know cheat down. It's always a cheating up or cheating somewhere where the person that you're with is at too. I've never seen my people cheat down. So when I see people cheat down, and I'm not condoning cheating, but when I see people cheat down, I'm looking at you like, well, what the hell you got at home? And then when I look at what you got at home, I'm like, well, what the hell? What are they not doing for you? What is the other person who's dusty, rusty doing for you? And as Desta said, low-hanging fruit. Low-hanging, hanging low. Meaning they ain't up there. So it's easy for you, huh? Well, the consequences ain't going to be so easy. I'll tell you that. I will let you know that one. All right. Before we get out of here, we got to talk about it because, you know, now it's here. Jay-Z has been accused with P. Diddy of allegedly sexually assaulting a 13-year-old girl after a 2000 VMAs, I believe, after party or after, you know, after the VMAs in 2000. Allegedly, she says that basically she waited for for P. Diddy, Sean Combs, and, you know, waited for, you know, the limo driver to come back, picked her up, went back to the after party. And she basically said that Sean Combs held her down, pinned her down, you know, raped her. And then Jay-Z, a.k.a. Sean Carter, then joined in on the sexual assault and the rape, allegedly. And allegedly, again, what we're hearing from the plaintiff is that another celebrity was in the room. Now, what a lot of people have been speculating is that it's been Beyonce or Celebrity B, as people have been saying. Here's my opinion. In my opinion, here's this. Here's what I'll say. I'm going to keep it a whole bean and buck. When it comes to these entertainers, big name entertainers, I don't hold nothing past them. However, here's what I do, though. P. Diddy, I can definitely believe. His allegations and the shit that he's been accused of and low-key proven to do kind of goes in with what this is. So this is just another thing on his plate. Here's the thing where I have a little bit more grace for Jay-Z. And maybe I shouldn't. The responses from both Jay-Z and Sean Combs in the wake of kind of both of their allegations, right? In terms of when Cassie did what she did and kind of, you know, flipped the switch with that. And now this when it comes to Jay-Z. Both responses kind of show me kind of or maybe. No, yeah, that's the right word. Kind of show me who they are as men. Sean Combs settled in less than 24 hours with Cassie. Got that money to her with no problem. That already lets me know you did some shit. That lets me know already you settled that quick, you did something. You did something, okay? Now, I'm not saying Jay-Z did not do anything. But the way Jay-Z put his statement out in a very nice, nasty, professional way, in a way where he's telling her, hey, I don't condone this type of mess. I've never condoned this type of mess. And this is the type of mess that we will see you in court about. This is also the type of mess that I now have to sit here and have a conversation with my daughter about, who's about to do a premiere for the new Lion King movie. I'm now have to sit here and have a conversation with my wife, who's been named the artist of the century, damn near, of 20, you know, of the whole damn 2000s. And she's doing her own little Super Bowl stint. And now I have to deal with this. We will be going to court. We will be putting you on trial. And we will be getting this, you know what I'm saying? And so that statement to me was like, Lenny lying. Somebody lying here. Okay, somebody's not telling the truth. Somebody's being fibbed. Something is amiss. Now, again, I don't know all the ins and outs. Nobody has really hit up my phone, gave me any tips or whatever. However, I do rely on my common sense, my smarts, and sometimes my ass, because I do assume, you know what I'm saying? And my opinion / assumption would be that this looks a little fishy by the way everything looks. Now, two things can be true. She says that she went to the VMA party at 13 years old. Now, that could be true. But Desta, I'm also trying to have the question in my mind. Well, who is driving a 13-year-old to the VMAs in the 2000? In 2000, okay? This ain't 2024. This is not 2010. This is 2000. I'm trying to understand who's driving you to that party at however clock at night it is. Because first of all, where's your parents? Negligence. That's what we have to say first. And then I'm sitting here like, well, nobody was regulating age groups. We weren't checking IDs during that time. See, these are the serious conversations we have to have, in a sense. I'm not saying that she's wrong. I just need more information. I'm not saying Jay-Z didn't do it. I just need more information. Again, did he? With everything that he has out right now, yeah, I can see him doing it. I'm not gonna place it at his feet, but I can definitely see him doing it. Jay-Z, I feel like is just trying to be intertwined with Sean Combs. And I'm just like, I'm not gonna sit here and say Jay-Z hasn't done things in his past, because he probably has. It's been stories out here, rumored, everything. It's probably happened. But in terms of this situation and how it's being formed and framed, and how I looked at what she was presenting to the court, and she wants to go on trial. Here's the thing. You want to go on trial too? Now, see, that means you got to bring some witnesses. You know? Because if this was a civil court, civil suit, let's just settle for something. All right, cool. We'll settle for something. You know what I'm saying? And that, let that be it. But you want to go to trial. This is Jay-Z, who has probably some of the best lawyers in the world. Do you know they're about to demolish you, Miss Missy? they are about to go after everything. Whoever is her lawyer looking for something, I feel like. You know, Destin, we got these entertainment lawyers. You know what I'm saying? They always looking for something. They always looking for something. And that was one of my thought processes too, is that you have to look at some of these lawyers who take on some of these cases. Some of them are looking for a come up. It's not even about Jay-Z or the woman. It's more so sometimes about the damn lawyer who's looking for a come up. I can give y'all one right now. There's a lawyer in Detroit who's famous for entertainment shit. Got her billboard up all around downtown Detroit, in the hood, everywhere. No kid. She looks for the entertainment shit. Now, I'm not saying she ain't good, because obviously she is. But those type of lawyers are looking for something. They're looking for their next come up. And again, it's not to say Jay-Z did it, and it's not to say it didn't happen to her. But it perks my ears up to say, how many of these entertainment lawyers are just looking for something? It's just looking for something. Again, I don't hold it past these high-powered men to do these nasty-ass shit to these women, because it's vile. Disrespecting a black woman in that way, rape, and incest. Come on, she's 13. Ew. Like, what? You're a grown-ass man. Like, again, why can't you get somebody your age? Because as men, most of us is ugly as hell. I'll say it, Dusty. You're very handsome, Dusty. This ain't for you, right? But I said, most of us are ugly. Ugly. Hello, can you hear me? Ugly. Huh? And see, when a woman sits here and starts to sit here and say, oh, you're not attractive, you're ugly. Listen, a man's ego is more fragile than you can understand. He has feelings that he will probably never tell you about. And every time he gets sock and bopped in the face by another emotional hit of somebody calling him ugly, or you too dark, or hell, you too light, or hell, you're not light enough, or hell, you're this, you're that. Your characteristics are flaws and are not like beautiful works of art. Of course, it's going to make that man hard. He ain't going to love. He ain't going to do all that. But that never, ever constitutes you or gives you the right to do anything vile or harmful to a woman. Especially my black kings, to black women. And if this happened by both these men, lock they ass the fuck up. Lock them up and throw away the motherfucking key. I don't give a damn if Blue's Lion King premieres this weekend. I don't give a damn if Beyonce is the artist of the damn decade, century, and she doing something for the Super Bowl. Lock they ass up if they did it. But if they didn't, or if Sean Carter didn't, we gonna have to have a very unique conversation on entertainment lawyers, women coming out and saying this shit, and maybe this attack on black billionaires. We're going to have that conversation. The conversation is already happening, but we're going to have that conversation. Okay? It's going to have to happen. So again, to the conclusion of it, I'm not sitting here saying again that Jay-Z didn't do anything. Because if they did do something, if both of them did something, lock their ass up. But there's too many inconsistencies in this story for me to just sit here and be like, lock their ass up. Because now I'm sitting here like, there's some fibbing here that I don't know where it is, but we're going to get down to the bottom of it. And again, my big thing and what got my ears perked up is you're going to trial against a man who did not settle with you. Now, I'm not saying settling always constitutes you doing something, but damn near 80% of the time, something happened if you settled quickly. Just like Sean did with Cassie, settled too quick for me not to know something definitely happened. So, sending peace and love to all parties involved, because, again, these are serious conversations. These are serious matters. But all love to all parties involved, man, because that is a lot. That is a lot. And I don't want to have that headache for Jay-Z or Beyonce or Sean Carter. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, Sean Combs. I don't want none of that. None of that smoke. None of that heat. Y'all keep that right over there. Listen, I appreciate y'all for rocking with me. Thank y'all so much. Be sure to, again, like, comment, subscribe wherever you listen to the podcast. We are everywhere, but you can also listen to us on our website at epicechopro.com /The Opinionated Brothers, or you can just go to our website. There's three little dots at the top on the right-hand side, I believe, and you just click down, hit The Opinionated Brothers, and we're right there. But we're everywhere, wherever you listen to podcasts, all right? We love y'all. We thank y'all. And have a great week, man. Happy holidays. We won't be shooting an episode next week. So, you know, happy holidays. Get some good food in. Spend some time with some family, fellowship. And we'll see y'all for the last episode before the new year, because 2025 is here. It's coming. Can't run from it now. New year is here. So get your New Year's resolutions in, all right? I love y'all. Y'all be easy, stay breezy. And this has been another one, of course. And we'll see y'all on the next one. Peace. Nice, bro. Thank you.